she's saying? She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics.
Hi, ladies. So, today's episode is entitled, Tap That Ass, Then Leave. As always, I like to tell you guys how this episode came about, who inspired it, blahzy blahzy. So, let's get into some things, okay?
You know, when niggas fuck up, you gotta put them on ice, right? Yeah. You know, money talks. So,
Did he have a lot of money to talk how he wanted to talk?
Look, I woke up, I got a notification from my bank, and you know, that was just enough money to buy several properties.
What he do to send that?
What did he do to? What did you do to make?
Look, money talk. I'm a businesswoman. And time is money, so don't waste my time.
So when he wasted your time, you billed him.
Sent the invoice.
Sent the invoice. She's not talking. She's not talking too much.
Ain't nothing like a cancer woman.
Ladies, after hearing that clip, I'm pretty sure y'all know who I'm about to talk about, right? Y'all know what we getting into, right? So, that was Sweetie. Now, over the week or weekend or whatever, my weekend has been fucking crazy, yo. But over the weekend, Sweetie announced that her and Quavo had broken up. And she also decided to go on that dude who I can't fucking stand. But I don't hate nobody for getting a motherfucking coin. Y'all know I'm all about the coin. A dollar make me holla, honey, boo boo chow. She was on the show with Respectfully Justin, which I didn't even know he had his own show. It's his second episode. So you did that, boy. Blocker, blocker. Okay. So they gave that arrogant ass, toxic ass nigga a show. And she was on there, and the guy he called his brother is actually her ex, okay? And her ex was on there as well. They got to talking, you know, things was getting juicy, and some things was said. So basically, this is what had happened, okay? So what had happened was, Sweetie was on the podcast, Respectfully Justin, and her ex, Justin. And they were talking about asking, you know, they were asking Sweetie about relationship topics and this, this, and that, whatever. And when you watch it, because you will watch the podcast, okay, y'all. When you watch it, you could just tell, like, Sweetie was just dragging. Like, I can tell by her behavior that her and Quavo already had broken up. Like, she wasn't on no lovey girl shit. Like, I really believe, and especially hearing now that she's a Cancer, and I'm not trying to say just because you're a Cancer be the same, but some of the things she was doing was kind of like Miss Brownstone. So just to hear that she's a Cancer and watching her body language and her ex being there, I can honestly say that I feel as though she took that interview on that podcast straight just for revenge. Like, she did that shit just to make Quavo mad. Like, I'm just telling you that. So she was dragging her motherfucking nuts, all right? Like how a dog dragged they ass and they nuts on a fucking carpet. Sweetie was dragging on these niggas, okay? Sweetie was just on there and she was just making it be known, like, she's, you know, high quality. Like, that's how she was coming, you know, she practiced hypergamy and niggas gotta spend a check to fuck with her. And it is what it is, or whatever. So, rumors were speculating that Sweetie and Quavo broke up based off of what was said in the podcast. Me, personally, I don't think so. However, I do believe that Quavo didn't want everybody to know how bad he fucked up in his relationship and that Sweetie was constantly tapping that ass, okay? Like she said, time is money, so don't waste my motherfucking time, okay? So, I don't think he wanted to be known that Sweetie was constantly tapping that ass. A lot of men don't want to make it seem like they spend that coin. They don't want to make it seem like they do anything to impress their woman. They don't want to make it seem like their girl got them wrapped around their fingers. But in reality, we do. So when it comes out that a nigga is spending a motherfucking check or a nigga is doing X, Y, and Z to impress us, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be feeling salty because they get clowned by their boys. But best believe me, honey, your boys is doing the same exact thing. They just not doing it as big as you may do it because their pocket's probably not that fat. But they girl is tapping that ass, best believe. Whether it's, you know, not to be on no on no dusty shit, but you know, whether it's you buying some weed, a bottle, whatever, like girls is getting their shit back. Like bitches is tapping that ass regardless. You feel me? I'm talking about a whole different type of female. I'm not talking about them bitches like that, but I'm just saying, like, that's just us as women. Like, you're going to pay for what the fuck you did. All right. So, that's just a little backstory. So they broke up, and Quavo went on making some tweets about, you're not the woman that I expected you to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm disappointed in you. Blasey, blasey, y'all. I don't remember all the tweets or whatever. Y'all can look it up yourself. And she responded back. Sweetie responded back by basically saying, telling him, take care. Ain't no basically. Shorty just put two words, take care. That was her retweet. And honestly, like, says, I don't fucking blame you because I ain't got time. So, yeah, she responded with her two words back on some savage shit, all right? And she just was real un-motherfucking bothered. Like, and I don't blame her. Like, I really don't blame her. So as the tweets start going about, you know, on Twitter, she basically said, you know, made it be known, like, listen, she explained, like, we didn't break up over the podcast, but she said they broke up because of him cheating. Like, she'd been dealing with a lot of bullshit from him behind closed doors, and I guess shorty is just fed up with the bullshit, okay? And you know, she said that she mentally checked out a long time ago, and that's one thing about females. Like, we mentally check out, but we physically be there. Like, our brain is gone already, but our body is still there on some motherfucking, remember what I told y'all before, the nigga from Take Out, okay? I mean, Get Out, when he was like, he ain't had no soul, but he was there. Like, that's how women be, okay? So the reason why we're talking about this on today's episode is not only because everybody and their mama and Aunt Jemima is talking about Sweetie and Quavo breakup, but because it's another message in this that I want y'all to know about, okay? It's two things in here that is a big, big, big thing that I need y'all to recognize, okay? When she said, all right, so the first thing is, I'm gonna break it out. So, all right, the first thing is, when she said about the dude, you know, messed up, and when she woke up, there was money in her account. You feel me? The thing that women don't want to understand, when I would say don't want to understand, but y'all don't recognize, and I think that some of y'all don't know y'all power, is that at the end of the day, men only value what they invest their time and their money into, okay? If it costs you nothing, and it then it shall cost you nothing, okay? And I know a lot of y'all are going to sit up here and say, oh, Miss Brownstone, I hate when you talk like this. You sound like a gold digger, da-da-da-da, ba-ba-ba-ba, but bitch, listen, it's facts, okay? Sweetie is making mad buku bucks. I'm not making as much as Sweetie, but I get treated with the same fucking treatment. Like, I'm not getting a Bentley and some motherfucking Birkin bags, okay, because I'm not on that level yet, all right? But I still get treated goodly. I still get whatever the fuck I want. I still get taken on shopping. I still get fucking gifts. I get all of that stuff, you get what I'm saying? And I'm a regular degular woman, okay? So the point I'm trying to make is, a lot of y'all don't know y'all worth. A lot of y'all is letting motherfuckers fuck up, and you just like, oh, I take his sorry. It's okay. He said sorry. No, tap that ass. So I wanted to let y'all know that just because you hear her saying it does not mean like, oh, this only happens to women that make money. This only happens to rich women. This only happens to celebrities. No, this happens to regular women when you value yourself and you understand your worth, okay? When a nigga fuck up, he must pay up, okay? Period. Because like I said before, they do not respect anything unless they have to put in their time and their motherfucking money. Unless you make a man invest in you, then he don't respect you. That's all I gotta say. Period, point blank, period, poop. That's just what the fuck it is. If you don't make a motherfucker invest in you, he does not respect you. Okay? So everybody was just going crazy about how she said she woke up and it was enough money to own a couple of lands at Lakers and da-da-da-da. But no, that's real shit. These dudes, when they know that they did something wrong, y'all need to start tapping that ass. Y'all be, you know, let him, he do something wrong, and y'all let y'all open the door and let him back in. You treat him with the same, you know, treatment you would treat him if he did something right. No, you got to switch that shit up, and you got to get what the fuck you want out of it and get what you deserve. You feel me? Like, it's not okay to keep letting a motherfucker walk all over you. It's really not. It's really not. So to hear her say that, I was just like, yeah, I wish a lot of women get that message. Like, y'all with a guy and he's treating you fucked up and he's walking all over you, or he just doing little shit, he lying to you. This is the time where you need to hit him up. Hit him up style, okay? I know that's the 90s term, but you need to do that, okay? Like, have an attitude. Don't give him nothing. Don't give him no punani, no nothing until you feel as though you're satisfied. Okay? Make that motherfucker fix what he fucked up. And yes, granted, some gonna say, well, money don't fix it. And that's true. But I'm gonna tell you something. A lot of y'all leaving these relationships with just heartbreak, debt, fucked up credit, and babies. But you ain't got nothing to prove for it. You ain't got nothing to show for it. And I've been saying that from the beginning. So I just feel like, me personally, and clearly Sweetie feel the same way, my time is money. You get what I'm saying? My time is money, and I'm worth way more than you just come up in here with a motherfucking sorry. You gonna have to do more than a fucking sorry, okay? Like, yeah, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. So what I'm trying to get at is I love that she was open and letting it be known. Like, yeah, you got to put a nigga on ice. Put him on ice. Yeah, like, you gotta let a nigga know, like, I'm not fucking with you, and what you gonna do to win me back? You know what I mean? Making him work for it. Work to get that, you know, being your presence. Understand that you, him having access to you is a privilege. You get what I'm saying? Some of y'all don't get that, and y'all ain't getting nowhere, and you wonder why motherfuckers just keep running circles around you and taking you for a fucking joke and a clown that you presenting yourself as. It's because you're not making him work for it, okay? And I'm just being honest with you. You're not making him work for it. I done been in situations where I was in the same predicament as most of y'all, where I dated a guy and he fucked up and I just opened the door and let him back in and just gave him some punani and went, and everything went back to normal. And he didn't get it. He didn't get it. When I tapped that ass, made him work for it and made him understand and learn my value, then he started acting right. Okay? Like I told y'all before, if you pay for a car and you invest your money, you're going to take care of that car. But if it costs you nothing, you probably gonna fuck it up because it costs you nothing. What costs you nothing shall cost you nothing. You get what I'm saying? So that was a major key from her. Like, y'all need to start tapping niggas' asses. Dead ass. Tapping them asses and tapping the motherfucking pockets. All right? And why this episode is entitled Tap That Ass and Leave is because she tapped Quavo's ass and she still left because she realized that, you know what, him cheating and whatever the fuck he was doing behind closed doors, him rocking out with his cock out, money ain't enough, okay? Money ain't enough. And some people are saying, well, if that's the case, why does she stick around even though, you know, he was doing this and doing that? Because you know why she sticked around? Because she wanted to reap the fucking benefits. Yeah, I said it. Being with Quavo made her career a little bit better, okay? It made her give a little pop, all right? Look at the interview that they have with them. Look at interviews they have by themselves, and look at the interview they have with them together. I guarantee you that interview with them together sold and had more views than the interview of them by themselves, because people love to see couples and people love to see love. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, they fed off of each other, you know? And she knew that he had the money. You know, he was capable of giving her whatever the fuck she want. So, yeah, she stuck around thinking that one day he was going to change and wake up and start rocking out with his cock out. But when he didn't, and she noticed that, she like, well, maybe I should reap the benefits and get all the shit that I think I deserve from tolerating this shit so long. Oh, but some of y'all ain't going to get that, though. You get what I'm saying? I ain't the best at explaining things. All right, I'm trying here. But some of y'all not going to get that. Some of y'all is sitting here like that shit don't make sense. But think about it. Think about it. If you could put a price on your time, would you? You feel me? If you could put a price on how you done got your heart broken and got all walked all over and he out here rocking out with his cock out and how many times you cried, would you? Wouldn't you feel like a motherfucker owe you something? It's the same thing as revenge. You feel me? Somebody do you dirty, you get revenge on them, you want to see them suffer. It's still you feel like a motherfucker owe you something. You want them to feel how you felt. So that's why she stuck around. That's why she was tapping in pockets, because she was like, all right, well, look, clearly this shit ain't going nowhere, but I think I deserve this, this, and that for putting up with the shit I put up with so long. So, yeah, nigga, if you want to buy me a Bentley, buy me some motherfucking Birkin bags, you want to pay some rent, oh, thank you. I'm not going to turn it down because I believe I'm worthy of that shit. And that's just how she was fucking coming. Okay, so that's how some of y'all need to be fucking coming. You don't gotta stay with a nigga because he buy you bags and he give you money and he pay your rent, this, this, and that. But I'm not saying turn that shit down, because quite frankly, I feel as though you deserve it. Take that shit. Take that shit and understand that money don't buy your love, okay? But it can buy your entertainment for a little bit. It can buy your time for a little bit. And then when you're done, you fucking done. That's just what it is, okay? She stayed around to reap the benefits, but she been mentally checked out a long time ago. And if that wasn't true, trust me, she wouldn't have responded the way she responded to him by telling him take care. Like, she been fed up. Now, is it a chance they could ever get back together? I believe so, because when a bitch is really fed up, she ain't gonna respond back to that shit. Me personally, you can ask any of my ex, I will leave your ass on red, honey, okay? I damn sure will. I damn sure will. So the fact that she even texts back, like, well, tweeted back and put on a show for social media, like, she clearly got feelings for the kid, and he got feelings for her too, you get what I'm saying? But men just love to play victim. To my son, I'm disappointed, and I can't believe, get the fuck out of here, nigga. I couldn't believe you rocked out with your cock out like that. How about that? You know what I'm saying? He didn't like that she got on there and she was dragging her motherfucking nuts. That's what that was. He didn't like that. He didn't like that the world is looking at her as if she's a gold digger and, you know, all these other things. But my nigga, you knew that when you got with her. It's not like she hear who she was. She came out on some shit like, listen, motherfucker, you gotta spend a bag to fuck with me. So what's the problem? Because it's out there for everybody to fucking see. Now everybody know you was spinning a bag. Motherfucker, everybody spin a bag. Everybody. When Offset messed up with Cardi B, what the fuck did he do? He spent that bag. That nigga bought her so many damn cars, that bitch probably can't count on one hand. Not only that, she don't even got a motherfucking license, but she got several cars. What the fuck? That's some dumb shit. But he did it, okay? Blocker, blocker. I'm just saying, he was spending that motherfucking money because he knew he fucked up and he thought that that shit was going to win her back, okay? And niggas be thinking that shit. And you don't got to go back. Like I said, tap that ass and leave, but get what the fuck you deserve. Get what you think you worth, okay? Stop leaving these shits heartbroken. Dead ass. Stop leaving relationships heartbroken, crying. I mean, you can't help that you heartbroken. You can't help your feelings, but I'd rather look around and be like, well, at least I got this out of it. This was nice. At least I got my bills paid for a little bit. I got compensated for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just me. That's just me, honey. All right. Yes, y'all know I'm drinking as always. We got some motherfucking champagne. Okay. Somebody popped me a bottle today. Because if y'all haven't checked my Instagram, I had got my Jeep. So, you know, Boothang came in here with some champagne. Like, we celebrating, and I'm like, yes, I know that's right. So that wraps up today's episode. This was just something I just like recorded last minute because I did not know they was gonna break up, and I did not know this shit was gonna go this way, and I know y'all wanted to hear it, so I was like, let me put my two cents out there real quick, okay? And then I'm gonna put out the heat that I got for y'all, so I guess I gotta wait for that heat next Monday, all right? But this was something slight, okay? So as always, ladies, keep it classy. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. And make sure you tap that ass. And hit the link in the motherfucking description. So y'all can follow me on Instagram. Y'all can book a session with me. Y'all can slide in my motherfucking DMs. I told y'all it goes down in my DMs. Hey, it's going down in my DMs. Hey, okay. And buy some cookie wash. Check out my Amazon store and all that gushy stuff. All right. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Okay. As always, keep it classy. Right around it. I can see why all these basic hoes pissed. Bust down wrist on a bust down bitch.